When a fox attacks a hen house, is it uncivil for the hens to raise a ruckus? Two Supreme Court justices say it is. Elevating collegiality above social justice, right-wing extremist Amy Coney Barrett and progressive jurist Sonia Sotomayor have jointly been hailing America's top court as a model of genteel political discourse, claiming that the 6 Republicans and 3 Democrats disagree agreeably. "We do not interrupt one another, and we never raise our voices," Barrett primly lectured to a recent conference of civics teachers. Sotomayor chimed in that court decorum frowns on any internal comments that, quote, "could be viewed by other justices as hurtful." How sweet that the Supremes are so judiciously cordial inside their marble sanctuary. But how bitter that the court's lockstep Republican ideologues are so crudely slapping down women's rights, running roughshod over our environmental protections, stomping on voting rights, enthroning plutocracy, imposing theocracy, and so awful much more. Yet when any of the 3 progressive justices do publicly assail these blatantly partisan anti-democratic edicts, Barrett decorously decries their stridency, demurely chiding that, quote, "the court should turn the national temperature down, not up." Yoo-hoo, Madam Supreme, can you even hear yourself? Your very elevation to the high court was a strident affront to our democracy and to the very idea of justice, rammed through in a flagrantly partisan power play by a lame duck president and a corrupt Republican senator. Please spare us your phony lectures on judicial propriety. This is Jim Hightower saying America would still be an English colony if the rebels of 1776 had not stridently risen up and confronted the kind of elitist governmental authoritarianism that Barrett and company want to reimpose on us. Democracy demands that we progressives be confrontational, not courtly. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.